Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's window into the world of the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. My guest today is Chad Carpenter, who is the cartoonist for the very, very popular cartoon strip Tundra. You may ask, why is he on a show about the performing arts? Well, Chad is just not satisfied writing this cartoon all day long. He's got to get into the movie business, and he's gotten into it twice now. Many people will remember his film Moose the Movie. He's now coming out with another one called Sudsy Slim Rides Again, and it opens tonight at the Valley Cinema up in Wasilla and runs four shows a day at least until it gets attacked by some renegade moose and bears from his cartoon strip, apparently so. So welcome to the show, Chad.
Thank you, Steve.
It's great to have you here and to talk about this movie you're doing, and also big fan of Tundra.
Ah, thank you. It's good for my ego. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, first of all, let me ask you, how did this come about? How did you go from being one of the most popular cartoonists in the country with Tundra to wanting to make a movie? Let's just talk about Moose first, then we can go into Sudsy Slim.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'd been drawing Tundra for about 22 years when I first started thinking about doing a movie. And the reason I wanted to do a movie was because I needed to actually do something creative that was different from drawing comic strips. Because as a cartoonist, you're very much isolated. You're alone. You come up with your ideas generally alone. You're drawing alone. It's a very, very lonely little thing. You don't have a lot of creative people around you to help. So I decided I wanted to do something creative where I could surround myself with creative people and people that were smarter than me and really make something else, something different, but still very, very silly and ridiculous, and at the same time keep it very Alaskan.
And you've done that with both Moose the Movie and Sudsy Slim Rides Again. It's funny you should say that because the same thing happens with people who are involved in theater, especially playwrights. Mm-hmm. They write a play, but no one's around them. They've got to get involved with producing the play to have creative people around them. How is that like to be working with other people when you normally are working just by yourself? Do they give you ideas that you didn't have that you liked and maybe did not like? Or how'd that work?
Oh, absolutely. Like the movie that you write is my brother and I wrote it together, but the movie that you're right is totally different from the movie that's going to be filmed, and then the movie that's edited is totally different from the movie that you filmed. Mm-hmm. And it's all because other people are giving their input, and I love getting input from people. I don't feel like, oh, if it wasn't my idea, I'm not going to use it. I encourage people to give me lots of good ideas that I can take credit for. So I'm really open to that all the time.
And you mentioned your brother Darren, mm-hmm. who is also a collaborator with us. Does he help you with your comic strip at all?
A little bit right now. He used to help quite a bit. In fact, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in the papers today because there was a couple periods in my life where I just couldn't draw. I couldn't think of ideas. And Darren stepped in and pretty much carried my strip for months at a time. Mm. And I'd still do the drawing, but he really helped out a lot. And with the movies, I'm kind of the idea guy. I'm really good at coming up with the scaffolding mm-hmm. of the project. And then Darren's gift seems to be he's the finishing carpenter, no pun intended, mm-hmm. since that's our last name.
Right,
but
yeah.
he comes in and he fleshes it out with all the incredible details. So we make a good team that way. Mm-hmm. And I'm really appreciative of his skills because it would not happen without him. I couldn't do it on my own.
It sounds exciting to be able to work in that collaborative relationship with a brother.
Absolutely.
But speaking of Alaska, I mean, you are Alaska. I mean, you came back after learning how to do cartooning from Florida, and your Tundra comics are so Alaskan. I mean, they're all over the country, but you just capture that here. And your films are also very, very mm-hmm. Alaskan. You mentioned Sudsy Slim Rides Again was sort of loosely based a bit on Soapy Smith. Is that correct, or how does that mm-hmm. work into that?
Yeah, I was driving back from Fairbanks. We had done Moose. Moose had been released. It had been a lot more successful than we thought. And I thought, I was thinking, well, I want to do another one, but I want to do something totally different but still very Alaskan. And one of my first loves is history. I love history, and Alaska history especially. And I was thinking about what we have in our history, and there's so much, but I was thinking about Soapy Smith. And I thought, oh, it'd be fun to do kind of a spaghetti Northwestern, you know. And I started thinking about what would be fun to film in Skagway, where Soapy was from. And then I realized, though, that wouldn't happen because filming in Skagway in the summer, it's just nothing but tourists. Mm-hmm. And it just wouldn't be feasible. And so I thought, well, why don't we just build our own town? And which we didn't actually build it. We created it out of out of up in Hatcher Pass Independence Mine, all the wonderful buildings up there from the mining days. That became Scratcher Pass. And Soapy Smith became Sudsy Slim. So it's loosely based on Sudsy, very loosely.
Well, tell us just a brief synopsis of your film. Apparently, he gets stolen.
Yeah, it's a small the small town of Scratcher Pass used to be a booming gold rush town. And then after that, that fell apart, they discovered asbestos. And so they were a booming asbestos mining town.
Which is hilarious because asbestos.
And obviously they had bad PR on that later.
Exactly
later.
Right.
So that fell apart. And the only thing they had left going for them is their meager tourist industry. And the only reason anybody would even go to Scratcher Pass was the fact they had on display in the gift shop the mummified corpse of their most famous resident, Sudsy Slim. And so it sits there in the gift shop. You'll see it in the movie. Amongst the keychains and other things. There's Sudsy's coffin propped up against the wall under glass. And a couple of convicts escape prison in a prison across the mountain range, stumble into town, realize you can't drive out of this town. The only way out is going to be to fly. And the only way to fly is you're going to have to hold something for ransom to get that mm-hmm. airplane. And so they kidnap Sudsy, and the chaos begins with a posse and all sorts of things.
It sounds pure mayhem.
It is. There's a lot of action in this movie, especially compared to, I mean, Moose was my first baby. I love Moose. But this one's a lot bigger, better, faster, stronger.
Well, for those just tuning in, we're talking with Chad Carpenter, creator of Tundra Comics. He's also the creator now of Sudsy Slim Rides Again, opening tonight at the Valley Cinema in Wasilla, playing four shows a day until it just doesn't show anymore, I guess.
Yeah, until people get sick of it and quit showing up.
And Moose actually went down to the Lower 48 and had a successful run down there, too. So it sounds like they're starting a whole new industry here.
It's kind of working that way, yeah.
One thing about, we mentioned Alaska a moment ago, is that you're using a lot of Alaskan actors as well. I think your leads have come in from outside, but a lot of the people are from Alaska. Yeah. Tell us how that process worked, because that's been a big issue here in the state with the legislature, you know, cutting funds for the Alaska film industry. But you seem to be supporting it. How did that come about, and who are some of the actors you're working with?
Well, in our first movie, Moose, it was almost all Alaskans. We had a couple guys from California. But they were friends, so it kind of fit in. And one of them is another cartoonist, was Tom Gamble, who was a writer for Seinfeld for years, and now he writes for The Simpsons. And he was in it, but they're kind of like family, so it's okay. even though they're from California, it's okay. This one is pretty much the same thing. It's everybody's from Alaska, cast, crew, everybody except for one gentleman named Joe LeCompte, who is pretty much lives up here in the summer, so he's still one of us.
He's an honorary Alaskan.
But he's a real actor that actually works in TVs and movies and stuff, and he was in Moose, of course. Mm-hmm. But we try to keep it as Alaskan as possible, obviously where we film. We say it's a movie made in Alaska by Alaskans starring Alaskans.
And it seems you've had some great success with this.
It's been great. I think what's one of the reasons why it's been successful outside of Alaska is because how Alaska is a very hot commodity and has been for years, and it still seems to be that way. And so people love Alaska. If you don't live here, they want to know about it. They want to see it. They already think of Alaska as being a quirky place because of how it's portrayed on reality shows.
Or in your cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So this fits right in there.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Alaska has this idea of being kind of a quirky place. And you mentioned you filmed this at Hatcher Pass at Independence Mine. I flash back to one of the first films I saw about Alaska, North to Alaska, John Wayne, where they supposedly was a gnome, but it was filmed someplace in California. But you really are capturing the whole spirit of Alaska by doing this and perpetuating, in a sense, this idea you've created in your cartooning.
Yeah, we really try to incorporate and use what the great things Alaska has to offer when we put it into our movies or into my comic strip. In this case, when you see this movie in particular, it's a beautiful movie. As far as visually, it's fantastic. Hatcher Pass, how can you beat it? We picked a good summer to film up there. There was a lot of sunshine, a lot of blue skies.
Yeah.
The buildings we got to film in are historic buildings. We even got to film in several historic buildings that most people have never seen, and they don't even know exist up in Hatcher Pass. They're privately owned by a man named Dan Renshaw, who was critical in us making this movie. I mean, he gave us venues we could film that no Hollywood studio would ever be. You couldn't recreate it. Mm-hmm. It was just fantastic.
So comparing the two films, Moose the Movie and Sudsy Slim, they're different, but they still contain, I guess, your humor.
Yeah.
do you have another film perhaps bubbling up, wanting to come out soon?
Yeah, well, it's already up in my head.
Do you want to tell us anything about it?
I want the next one to take place in the wintertime, just to kind of showcase some of the mm-hmm. beautiful Alaska winter. I also wanted to incorporate a lot of Northern Lights, aurora footage. In fact, I want to do another creature feature like Moose was, mm-hmm. It's going to be tied into where the creature is connected to the Northern Lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the leading role on the third one to be a young lady of some sort, because the first two, the leading roles are the men. There's certainly women in the other ones, and there's mm-hmm. leading strong women characters in Sudsy Slim. But I want the next one to be. I already got it all up here in my head, so I got to slow down a little bit. I got to let Sudsy do its course, run its course.
Right.
I need to take a break and then get back into it.
Well, speaking of creatures, your tundra is so full of a combination of humans but also creatures in mm-hmm. that it seems only natural that you would want to incorporate them into your film. Moose, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are there any sort of creatures in Sudsy Slim that you've put in there? Or is it all just humans kind of creature?
Yeah, it's a good question. Sudsy himself is probably the strangest character in there, and not being fully human. I mean, he's. I don't want to plot spoil anything, but the town thinks Sudsy has become a zombie,
right?
And so, as far as like a creature kind of thing, he's the closest we got into this. There's no other animal type creature in this that I can think of. I'm trying to think, but no.
But if you look at you can see the trailer on the Facebook page for this, mm-hmm. and you see Sudsy in there, and you can see what you're talking about, that he does almost look like an animated creature in mm-hmm. a sense. Yeah. So the creative process here, from going from being alone in your studio drawing this to being with all these people around you, is this something that is one feeding the other, or are you keeping them separate from each other?
They're pretty much separate. Yeah, the cartoons and the movie are totally separate. The only thing that the cartoons doing Tundra really helps is basically pay for the movies. And I mean, Tundra's what makes the money,
mm-hmm.
and the movies are what keeps me sane. And our goal with Moose was just to break even. And I didn't even know if we'd ever do it. We did it in 8 months. We broke even, and it was far beyond what I thought it would be. And I told everybody, if we break even with Moose, we'll do another one. And that's why we did Sudsy. And I think this one has even better legs to go mm-hmm. on. It'll go further. But Tundra is incredibly important, not only because I have a base audience of some people that want to see it and are willing to help support the whole project. I couldn't do the movies without Tundra, mm-hmm. even if there is a big separation there.
Do you, in your promoting of the film to other theaters and so forth, do you try to tag along Tundra as a name so people will recognize this?
Definitely. And what we try to do is target, like with Moose, we try to target cities where Tundra was running in the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that just seems like a good way to market.
Well, it almost seems like anyone who likes the comic strip Tundra is going to just tie right into your humor here.
Yeah, you would hope so. Yeah.
Well, Chad Carpenter, it's been wonderful talking to you about your opening of Sudsy Slim Rides Again, written by you and your brother Darren, opening tonight at the Valley Cinema in Wasilla and running four shows at least today mm-hmm. for a long time now. And good luck on your new film you may be starting out in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And good luck with Tundra. And I hope to see it continue for many, many years.
I hope so. I have kids in college. I can't afford to quit. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.